testify that prayer meant much more to me than the financial support. You need both, but the prayer is absolutely necessary. And the more that we pray for them, then the more fruit that's going to come to their account and to ours. And so pray, not just pray, but get to know them and call them up on the phone. You can call them up on the phone. And if you've never called a missionary, be a blessing. Pick one out. Pick two out. Pick three out. Maybe call one a week or one a month and just do something. Look, they've got the needs on that, not just their prayer requests for spiritual needs, but they got physical needs that sometimes they'll ask for prayer and meet one of those needs. Have your Sunday school class. Sponsor a missionary where you send them a gift once a month or once a year or for their kid's birthday. I tell you, there's nothing more of a blessing. When I was on the field and people actually sent gifts to my children, what a blessing. The little calendar that we give out, we post it out on the refrigerator of the White River Baptist. It means something. And just a couple days ago, received a letter thanking the women for giving out the calendars. What a blessing that's been to them over the years. Lets them know that you're thinking about them. It did me. I put that calendar on my refrigerator, and it meant something. I'd walk by my refrigerator, get something out, and there was the picture of White River Baptist Church women, and I felt that you were praying for me, and it meant something to me. So get involved in missions. It'll be a blessing to you, to this church, and to them. All right, I'm not going to be very long. I'm going to go ahead here in just a moment and give out the points and the awards today for the contest that we've had over the last 4 months. I want to read a verse of scripture, though, in Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 6. The Bible says this, that Philippians 1, 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And I know that's speaking about the salvation, but also the works that God does in and through us. And we started this vine back in June. And I like that we can look up on here. For those that don't know, there's some here that haven't been here. This is the fruit of White River Baptist Church. The growth of this vine is determined upon attendance. So when we started over here back at the 1st of June, 7 months ago, we were at around 50 average. I think right here at the poll there was 45, but over that month or so at the beginning, we ran on average somewhere around 50 people. And then as you see, as the time has went through your efforts of going out and inviting people, we've had many that were saved. I think I wrote it down here. Let me see what it was here. We have had 16 salvations in the last 7 months. 16 people gloriously saved from the efforts of White River Baptist Church. I'm not giving glory to us and patting ourselves on the back. I am praising us for the work that you're doing and giving glory to God. And so it's just an amazing thing that God's Word is true. We've had 12 baptisms. Now, I don't know what we had 7 months previously. I don't know what that is, but I can tell you, we didn't have as many baptisms. We didn't have as many church. We've had 8 joined by letter or statement of faith, 12 different baptisms, 16 salvations. If you look through here, the attendance, like I said, started around 50 people or so. I think right here along this bar is 45, 46 or so. And then we've gone through the last 7 months, and here was some of our high points at around 80 right here, and right here was close. Here was 78, and here was 80, I believe, over here. I think today we had 79, and so, but the average attendance, not counting today, has grown from 50 to 68 in 7 months. That's a 36% increase in attendance. How? Why? How did that come about? That came about simply because God says, if you go out and sow, you'll reap. That come about because God does the work. I mean, He convicts. We go out, we're co-laborers together with God, as the Bible says. And when we go out and turn over the rocks and invite people, they come. God gives increase. We give the word and we water, and then God gives the increase. I've seen this in the history of White River Baptist Church. This is the third different time that I've seen growth in the church, substantial growth in the church over a small period of time because of the efforts that you put forth. And so because of what you have done in the last, by the grace of God, we understand that, in the last 7 months, the church attendance has grown by 36%.
That's pretty amazing. To where the average attendance is right around 70. And so 94, well, actually, I didn't count Henry and his family. I don't believe they're on the wall. I think we need a bird for them. That'd be three more. That would be in the last 4 months, we've had 97 visitors in the last 4 months. Different visitors, 97 different visitors in the last 4 months. That's 5.5 visitors every week. We can't split them in half, so we'll say 11 every 2 weeks. 11 visitors every 2 weeks. That's extraordinary. I hope that you understand just how real the Word of God is. God says, you go out and I'll bring him in. You go out, you do your part, and this is evidence of that. To me, this is miraculous. It's seeing God in action. This is the third different time that I've seen this, a good span of growth in a short amount of time. Over 17 Sundays, over the last 17 Sundays, we've had 5 to 6 visitors every week on average. For the population of our community, that is just outstanding. And it's just because God's promises are true. Go out and water. Go out and give the word, and he will give the increase. If you reap bountifully, you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. If you bear precious seed, you're going to come rejoicing, bringing your sheaves with you. That happened 2 other times in the past. It's happening right now. And what I'd like to see is that good work that Jesus Christ has began in us will continue until his coming. That it won't stop. Here we are at 7 months. We've got 5 months to go. The vine will grow up back up to about right here. I'd like to see that continue, that growth continue, and let the good work continue. Now, it's interesting that I said I've seen this 2 other times. What's happened the last 2 times? We've grown to 80 people on average attendance before. We've done that. We're not at average of 80 right now. We're almost to average of 70. We've grown to where the average was 75 or 80 before. 2 different times that we have done that because of the different things that we've done in reaching people. We've grown to that. But what's happened? I like Brother Bill's what he said about the new people sticking in there. Boy, that's so important for you. We're not about numbers. If you know me, if you've been here any time at all, you know that. We're about souls. We're about people. We're about helping people. We're about wanting people to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And boy, the new ones that continue on. But I'm going to tell you, it's not only work to go out and get people. It's work to keep them. And it's work to continue to go out and get more. What happened each other times was we stopped going. Yep. There's just something about it. It's like we go for a while. It's normal. It's common. That's just how things are. But it is not how things should be. And it's not how things ought to be. We ought to continue. God has started. This is amazing. The salvations, the baptism. For a church out here in a small community, for what we've seen in the last 7 months, has been extraordinary. 5 to 6 visitors every week. Any church would be excited about those types of numbers. But when you take in the fact that the nearest town is 163 people, that's quite extraordinary. And I want to see, and I encourage us to don't let it stop. That work that's continued in you by the grace of God. God's doing the work. When we're being faithful, he accomplishes his work. And all we got to do is continue working and letting him give the increase. And I encourage you to do that. I pray that you would do that. Pray for me as I try to think of another way for the, especially I'd like to think of something for the next 5 months to carry us on out, to give us the full year of what we've done. I'd like to do something that would help you and encourage you in the area of witnessing. But today ends for, this is the last day for 4 months. 4 months we've had this little friendly competition to encourage us to go out. And you know how it's worked. When somebody comes, you get a point for that person for every service they are. And then you get 2 points for the individual points, 2 points for every different person that comes. And so we've been doing that for 4 months. And so we're going to give the prizes out now. First, let's go to the team winners. The team winners, we had 4 different teams. As you know, we had the pink team, the green team, the orange team, and the yellow team. And each of those, each people drew and were divided up into those 4 different teams. And I can tell you, Team Orange had a commanding lead in the first 2 months. In the first 2 months, they thought they had it sewed up. And they did very well. And they continued on, and they ended up with 115 points. Just 2 points ahead of the pink team. The pink team. Boy, I tell you, they had an amazing December. The pink team was battling for last. And they almost took second. If Miss Sandy's family would have stayed, it's her fault. For the second service, we won't blame Miss Sandy because she was first on the pink team in points. So praise the Lord for that. We'll look at the overall, who was first for all the people. But she's been out inviting people. They ended up with 113 points. I am convinced if we'd have continued on, they might have caught the yellow team. Maybe. But 113 points for the pink team. 115 points for the orange team. The green team, they had a little spurt right there at the end. Had 7 points for today and ended up with 53 points. They will be doing the dishes. The winners will, in 2 weeks, will have a special dinner in between services for the winners. And every loser will, if you can, give $5. If you were competing, if you can give me $5 in the next week from now till next Sunday, I'll collect that money for you. I'm going to use that. We're going to go out and buy a gift for each winner on the yellow team. The yellow team won with 194 points. Give them a hand. 194 points. And they had a good December as well. The good last 2 months, November and December. They were battling back there for second and third, second place. Will, in fact, for some time, well behind the orange team, but battled back in the last 2 months and really just passed him like they were standing still. Amen. And so the yellow team will be the victorious winners and will be seated and pampered 2 weeks from now. And so if you losers can give me your money, I'll go and I'll buy the prizes for them. And then we will serve the yellow team. And they will sit. We'll have some serve. We'll have some wash dishes. But we will honor our winners in 2 weeks. Good job, yellow team. Good job, everyone. It's amazing. You see on here every person, whatever color. And you can see your team color up there. And there are several from every team that represents a person. It's got your name on there so that we can go and look at the wall and be praying for them. And so you can see your color represented there. A lot of people, almost 100 people in the last 4 months. All right, let's get down to the individual winners. I want to thank everybody. Many invited several people. Some of you have invited more people in the last 4 months than maybe you have in your lifetime. Certainly in some time. You've gone out. You've done very well. And I praise all of you and thank all of you for what you've done. And I want to encourage you to continue in this new year. Let me find my list right here of, oh, here it is, right here. Boy, I tell you what, it came down to today. It came down to today for some of the places. It was that tight for second and third place. There were second and third has in the last 2 weeks changed places twice. And so here it is. Here it is. A close race. A very close race for third. Miss Jessica was in the lead for second. Then she dropped down to third. And now she's in fourth. As Miss Kim came away with third place in the last day. She had her family come and they pulled her through. So you could come up here, Miss Kim, and I'm going to give you a $50 Visa card. Here it says Target, but you can spend it anywhere. Good job. Give her another hand. And then second place. Bye. 2 points. 2 points separated third place from second place. And second place, let's see. That is, let's see, you are on, Sandy, you are on which team? The pink team. Sandy came through with 61 points. And so she gets, I had to get two cards to come up with $75, but there's a $75 gift card for you, Miss Sandy. Good job. And let's see, I remember when I was young in the faith. Boy, I tell you what, I wanted to chase the devil with a squirt gun. I mean, I just on fire for the Lord and would do anything, try everything. And I remember we wanted to have a bus route for Liberty Baptist Church. We bought a bus and I said, I'll do it. And so I went out and I built a bus route. I would drive all the way to Cassville, Missouri. That was the town down south. It was 18 miles to the south. I'd go east, west, or north. And for years, I didn't have dinner with my family because I was out on the bus. I'd get up early to go pick them up. It'd take me late to get back home. They'd have dinner already ate. But there's a sacrifice that was involved if you're going to grow a ministry and reach people. And I appreciate this next person because not only they've many hundred, I'll tell you the points. Second place was 61 points, which was very good. 59 was very good. And we had some that were in the 40s, many that were in the 40s. It was a very good competition. But Miss Taylor had 162 points. 162 points. That's 100 points above the next place. And I know the reason why, because of the work that's involved. And she's a competitor. I like that. I'm a competitor. In fact, I'm going to have to compete with her something now. I just feel it. But she's a competitor. But more than being a competitor, she puts her feet where her mouth is. And she sacrifices her time to go and get people, not for a contest, but because she loves people. I like the contest. It gives us a little bit to be competitive about. There's nothing wrong with that. But she wants to sacrifice to see people come, see people saved, see people's lives changed. And so Miss Taylor, first place, 162 points. Good job. You're welcome. Thank you.
Remember, I'm your favorite.
You are.
All right. Well, be in prayer for me as I'm really trying to think of something. I hate to take the birds down. I may keep them up there. I don't know what I'm going to do with them yet, but I want to do something that will help us just to stay focused as we watch the vine grow. We've got 5 more months to complete the year. I don't want to get here. See, today it goes down a little bit. This is not bad. This is 62 people, but it's going to go back up to here, and I don't want it to go down to here by the end of the year. What I'd like to see is this vine grow and sustain around that 80 number and peaking up, you know, higher than that, but sustaining 80 or more. And so that would be something, wouldn't it? And it's very, very possible. We can accomplish it very easily if we just continue doing what we're doing right now. Continue. What good work has begun in you, let it continue into the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stand, and we'll have a time of prayer. And don't forget, Wednesday.